intermission to what the second intermission was like, down three and you come away with a point?
I liked our game. You know, you got to give some credit to them. It's you know, one of the best teams, if not the best in the league. A couple of mental breakdowns on goals, but they got some pretty good players. You got to give some respect to them. And then, you know, we had some chances. I thought our power play looked good. We knew we had some chances. We just had to bear down. And obviously, we've been in this situation against them before. So,
could you tell that there was a little kick in energy and stuff after you got your goal?
Yeah, I think so. We want to go and get one early. I think that's a huge one there. You know, to score early, kind of put them back on their heels, get them thinking, you know, a little bit about what happened last game.
Did that help work in your favor at all, thinking back to that game?
I think we were confident knowing we could come back on these guys. And, you know, as soon as we got the first one, you can kind of feel it. We're starting to roll there. You know, they're kind of making some uncharacteristic plays for themselves. And, you know, good on us for coming back and getting a point.
As much as you like several aspects of your own team game, their power play gets a couple. How much do you have to work to not let that seep in going forward? You guys made some pretty good strides in the PK in the last few games.
Yeah, to be honest with you, those are kind of scramble plays. Obviously, the seam to Stamkos, Kucherov is one of the best passers in the NHL. The best, you can try to take it away the best you can, but they're going to make plays at the end of the day. I thought our penalty kill was good. I thought we had a huge one. There were 6 minutes left. And, you know, I mean, we got to continue to work, but I honestly, I thought it was pretty good.
What does it mean to the team when you don't give up like that? A new coach comes in and you're trying to build some team, you know, competitiveness.
I think it's huge coming to this building. Obviously, a tough game off the break. Weird travel for a lot of guys. And, you know, I think you got to give us full marks to come back and get a point against this team. You know, I saw something for the game, whatever their record was, last 8-9 at home or something. So, you know, if you would have told us after the second, we'll take a point and then we can head home happy, I think we would have took it. So, full mark stuff.
Did Scott Gordon say a lot after the second period? Just wondering how is he different than Hag? Is he vocal or not really?
He's a little more vocal for sure. I think he comes in and told us to stick with it. You know, he kind of stayed positive, knew we had our chances. And honestly, you know, kind of made a kind of a mention of what we did last game. Obviously, it was 4 goals in 12 minutes or whatever, and we're up 5-2 this time, so you know, he kind of came in and gave us some confidence.
It seems kind of strange in a game with 11 goals to talk about how good goaltending was, but Vasilevsky probably had
He had some lights out saves. He's such a good goaltender. You know, positionally, he's so good. You know, the only way you can kind of score on him is scrambles and off your stick, off your skating end, so it's like you said, you score that many goals, you wouldn't be talking about goaltending, but I thought our goaltender is pretty solid too.
I think he had Wayne talking to himself.